Hello and welcome to the Green Bar Podcast. Tonight we will be previewing our trip to Goodison Park tomorrow evening for the quarterfinals of the Carabao Cup. I am delighted to be joined by the Green Bar regulars, the present and the future. The present being Dan Crawford, of course. How you doing, Dan?
I'm certainly present, but I don't know about anything else. I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad. Recovered from Saturday yet?
No, but the game's coming so quick and fast. We've just got to go on, haven't we?
Well, that's it. You can't stand still. Got to keep on moving forward. And I'm
Well,
also,
well.
and I'm also joined. Well, we're also joined by the future of the Green Paw Podcast. My son Freddie. How you doing, Freddie?
Good.
Good. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Confident?
A bit.
A bit. Well,
Yeah.
we'll see how confident we are later on in the episode. Right, Dan. Yes, if we exclude Saturday from our memories just for a minute, we've got to go into tomorrow with a lot of confidence, haven't we?
I think so. I mean, it's difficult because so much happened on Saturday. But if you're a Fulham fan, you're used to the odd disappointment, or more frequent than that even. So, I think on balance, we're doing really well. We're sort of roughly halfway up the table, and you've got to view tomorrow night as an opportunity. Fulham have never reached the semi-finals of the League Cup, and Marco Silva's a very ambitious manager. He's trying to write some history, and I think they'll be fired up to give a performance. And all the indications are that we're going to play a fairly strong side, if not the strongest side that we can. The sort of fly in the ointment is that Everton look quite good all of a sudden. And we know that Goodison Park is a tough place to go. They're certainly fired up by a sense of injustice. It's a one-off game. Anything can happen. And, we had that game at the start of the season where we certainly weren't our best and we ground it out. Hopefully that'll give the boys a bit of confidence and we can have a very special night on Merseyside tomorrow.
It'll be good. See, Freddie, before you were born, we'd never won at Goodison. So we've won on our last two visits there. Are you
Revisits there.
com pre visits? Yes, of course. I keep forgetting about lockdown. It's just a massive blur. Josh Maguire. Whatever happened to him, eh? So Freddie, in terms of confidence levels, one being low, 10 being high. How confident should we be going into tomorrow night's game?
Well, it should be a nine. Because Everton are not a great side, and last time we beat them in the league. But Everton, I think they're better in the cup, aren't
Yeah. They've
they?
also. Go on, sorry.
Also, like, it's a cup game, so then you know, so how they're great out in the thing, I would say like a seven for me.
That's pretty high. I'll take that. I suppose I'm about there as well. Saturday was a bit of a shock. I think when you go down to 10 men against any team in a Premier League, it's always tough. But to do it at St James's Park, especially after 20 minutes, you're sort of relying on a lot of luck. Slightly annoyed at the ref. I think I have no doubt that no problems with it being a red card, but I think the fact he's given a yellow and then relied on VAR to then go right, have a look at it again, slightly more infuriating because to me it's not a clear and obvious error. If he thinks it's a yellow, it's a yellow. If he thinks it's a red, it's a red. But if we can get Saturday out of our minds, we are on a good run of form. Everton are on a good run of form, and we should be looking to make Goodison Park a fortress. Dan, you mentioned that we're going to go for a pretty strong lineup. Can you see too many changes from Saturday?
I think the only change, well, I mean, obviously there'll be one at least, following Rail's sending off. But I think it depends really on how certain people pull up for the game. There's a couple of people who we're still waiting on, but the signs this morning from Marco Silva's press conference are that Calvin Bassey is expected to be fit, and that's good because there will at least be some competition for places at centre back. I wonder about whether someone like Kenny Tete comes in on the right hand side of the defence. Not to say that Castagna hasn't been excellent since he's come into the team, but Tete's one on one defending and is superb, and I do think he gives you that sort of extra option in the final third that his crossing can be really useful. And then it's just a question of, can Tom Cairney do it again? Do we rest him and play somebody like Harrison Reid in central midfield alongside Polina, who you think would play? But look, we're almost in a fairly strong position in terms of most players being available. So he's got a lot of options. And like you say, the team should have a fair bit of confidence from the recent past, as well as from going and winning at Goodison. So I don't think he changed too much because, like you say, a lot of Saturday's result can be attributed to the sending off.
Yeah. Freddie, I know you're a huge fan of a certain left back in the team. Would you like to see Balotelli start on Tuesday night?
It kind of matters who they're playing. Because if they're not really that fast and Balotelli is your man, but if they're playing someone quite quick, I'll stick with Anthony Robinson.
So apart from that, who else would you like to see in the starting lineup? Because we know Jimenez can't play. So are you expecting Vinicius to start, or would you play Muniz?
I think I kind of like Muniz, so I think Muniz might start. And then I think, like, later in the game, Vinicius will come on.
Okay. And can Kenny play another? Can he start another game for us, do you reckon? Or do you reckon he'll be rested and do what Dan says and perhaps bring in Harrison Reid or even Lukic in the middle?
I think at half time he'll go off for Reid or Lukic.
Okay. So Dan, we could have had a more favourable draw, whether that's Port Vale or Middlesbrough, but it's certainly a winnable tie, isn't it? And it's not one you sort of look at and go, "Ooh, don't really fancy that." We have to fancy our chances tomorrow.
Yeah, within reason. I mean, I think the only problem for us is the sort of, it won't affect any of the players, but we do have a sort of quarterfinal hoodoo in this competition, and obviously last year in the FA Cup we were very close to making a semi-final. I actually think something like that will motivate the players, because there's a lot of players who are here who are in the squad still. I think if we're playing this match a month ago, then you'd make Fulham sort of overwhelming favourites because of the sort of dreadful state that Everton were in. But you can see that Sean Dyche has really moulded his team now and got them fighting for everything. So, and also, it's a cup game, as Freddie mentioned. So they can play with a bit more freedom. I think they're quite formidable on their own turf. But we've proven a tougher nut to crack over the in the silver period in these games. And I do think, to your earlier point, just being able to play away from home and maybe with a little bit of pressure off can help us. I am concerned about who's going to play up front though, because it's one of the first game of the season. We got a bit lucky in that Everton passed up a number of chances that they probably, well, they certainly should have scored, and we rather nicked it. I don't think we're going to be able to burgle this one. I think we're going to have to be quite clinical.
Yeah, Freddie, we sat and watched the draw together, and when Everton was drawn out against us, we were fairly confident, weren't we? So how do you think we should approach the game tomorrow? Do you think we should play it as a cup game and perhaps be quite attacking, or do you think we'll set up a bit reserved and try and play on the counter? How do you think we approach it tomorrow?
I think we might start fast and then maybe like score some goals and then slow it down a bit, I think.
Some goals, so you're hoping of scoring more than one.
Yeah.
Very optimistic. This is why you're on the podcast.
Can
You've
tell you
not
ain't
been
been
watching.
supporting us for very long, can't you? More than one, gee.
So I'm gonna do an early score prediction.
Oh, we're going early. Okay.
We are going early, because I feel it's probably a good time to do that and then perhaps discuss the Christmas period a little bit. Because for me tomorrow, look, I don't we're not going to go down. We're not going to be anywhere near the bottom three, but I just feel tomorrow's game is it could be a season definer for us, because if we win tomorrow, then you look at the likes of, well, we could play the winner of Port Vale and Middlesbrough, which would be extremely favourable for us. Or then you've got them lot down the road against Newcastle, and then the other one is Liverpool against West Ham. Dan, I'm going to ask for your score prediction now.
Okay.
And depending on that score prediction, if it's a favourable result, who would you like to see in the next round?
Oh, blimey. Well, I've just got a horrible feeling that we're going to have to go through a penalty shootout. I haven't been able to shake it today. So I'd already put on my, I'm in a prediction league with some Fulham fans. I'd already gone for the Desmond, the 2-2. And then
Ooh.
I'd actually back us again to have a good crack at a penalty shootout, depending on how, you know, depending on how many penalty takers are out there. So if we assume that that prediction means that we're going to go through, I mean, part of me is not really bothered who we get if we're to get through, because we're in a semi-final, and I don't think there's none of those teams hold much. Hold great fears. There's no one who you'd really want to avoid, I don't think, in the remainder of the competition, because with the exception of Newcastle, we've put up a decent performance against most of the other established top flight teams in the time that Silva's been in charge. So, you know, part of me is just like, look, let's go for it. Let's have a real go. And if we get through, we'll sort of deal with the draw and be able to plan for that. It's more that there's a sense of excitement back. You know, when was the last time that we had a really deep run consistently in cup competitions? You know, last eight of the FA Cup last season, last eight of this competition this season. You know, for years, winning one game in the cup was a cause for celebration.
That's true. And the only positive thing is we don't have any Mitrovic to scupper any plans of a semi-final place. I thought I'd
Well,
throw that
yeah,
one
but
in there.
Willian is still here, isn't he? I mean, he might even play. So, yeah, I just don't want, like, I don't think I could cope with another treble sending off. That was bad. That was pretty bad last time. I don't think I'm quite over that yet.
No. And if we do draw Newcastle, perhaps we should just start the game with 10 men to save the refs any bother of sending one of our players off.
Yeah, or someone could just be on kung fu kick duty, you know, get it over and done with.
See, the truth is, Raul just wanted Christmas off, didn't he?
Well, it's a lot of people saying that. I mean, it is a long way to Mexico. Maybe you fancied a little, you know, a little jaunt home. I think actually, in all seriousness, he was just so annoyed by what had gone on that he had one of those disciplinary lapses, because I'm not even sure he intended to jump up like that. It's just very weird. Very weird. I don't think he could make a tackle like that again if he tried, Al.
No. And the thing is, you could see halfway through midair, he's trying to pull out, but he's realised he's committed and there's no turning back. So the only way he could sort of get away with it was to try and turn his body. But as it's planned out, the defender's made a meal of it, as he has every right to. And as I said, I have no problems with a red card if it was a straight red at the start. My issue was that he was given a yellow and it took VAR to then go, actually, that's a red card.
And obviously the VAR operator was sleeping a few moments earlier, wasn't he? So, you know, anyway, sorry, this is meant to be the prediction section.
Yeah. Freddie, same question to you. What I want from you is I want a score prediction. And if it's favourable to us, who would you like in the next round? And don't forget, I've promised you the semi-final trip, wherever it is. So pick a nice team, please.
I think the score will be 1-0 to us.
Oh.
And then I think I have this weird feeling that we're going to get a good team, like, like Newcastle.
Yeah, so you think Newcastle will beat them lot down the road?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's my fear. But I've actually predicted a 1-1 draw with us being victorious on penalties. It's not too dissimilar to Dan. Every time we play Everton, I do... there's an Everton fan page called Call of Everton. So I do a 30-second clip, and I've done my prediction for them tonight, and it was actually 1-1 with us winning on penalties. But Dan, we jokingly laughed about it, didn't we? Us three, actually, on the podcast before, was it the Norwich game? And we laughed about a cup run. Now, if we are victorious tomorrow night, we're breaking a new record. It's the furthest we'll ever have gone in the Carabao Cup. It's looking positive, isn't it? Like, people are signing new contracts. There seems to be a good vibe around the place. The fans are, you know, they believe in Silva. Obviously, ticket prices could be better. But other than that, it's all positive around the club at the minute.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I do think that there's a... You've got to build these things carefully, because Premier League football is so precarious. And there was a danger. I still think it's quite extraordinary that we're in this position, really, and a testament to how good a manager Silva is, because, you know, you mentioned that we don't have our penalty missing Serbian number 9 anymore. But joking aside, he was an integral part of the team, and we didn't really strengthen certainly in terms of the numbers, as we kind of hoped Fulham would do over the summer. So we're taking it forward, and he's done really well to, you know, we had a barren trot. It wasn't necessarily, we certainly didn't start the season scoring goals. And then we had that wonderful period of goal scoring that hopefully we'll resume tomorrow night. But yeah, your assessment is bang on. There is a little bit of a feel-good factor. We do play really nice football. And I think also some of the newer players, like Alex Iwobi, are beginning to fit into the patterns of play. And you can see the benefit of some of those newer players. Certainly Bassi as well, getting more game time at the back. Those little passing triangles are looking more potent. And obviously Jimenez scoring some goals does help, even if he'll obviously be on a plane watching from the Heathrow departure lounge, if we believe your conspiracy theory, Al, tomorrow.
Well, it's a well-known fact, isn't it, that players generally seem to get suspicious red cards or suspicious bans just before the Christmas period. Not my words. I think Ben Foster actually came out and said it on his Fozcast a few times. So it is a well-known thing within the footballing world. But, you know, I'm sure Silva will make him stay and train and sort of watch that tackle back over and over again. But you don't want him to lose that side of him, do you? I think Jimenez, he plays on raw emotion, and it has been a tough 12 to 18 months for him as an individual away from football. So to see him playing with a smile again and actually scoring goals, whether he's headering it off the ground or on the ground, is another matter. But Freddie, have you noticed there's a lot more optimism on match days? Because you've been to nearly every game this season now. Do you feel there's been a change recently in how our season's planning out?
Well, the Newcastle game, I think we could have done better.
Yeah. The red card didn't help, did it?
No. But I don't know, to be honest.
It's nice to be scoring goals again, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we can do a few more of them tomorrow.
But I think, lads, it's just positive to be up away from the relegation zone and to see more of a pattern of play and us imposing ourselves on the game. You know, we talked about Kearney a little bit earlier on as to whether he can, you know, for someone who it was common sort of conventional wisdom that Kearney's legs had gone and he just wasn't able to deliver in the Premier League. And he's really made people look very foolish. So it just looks like we've got a couple of different ways of approaching things. And I do think like switching Iwobi, even though Iwobi was really good in central midfield, putting him out wide gives you another option. And we suddenly look like we can punish teams and be lively in the penalty area. Whereas before you were sort of sitting there thinking, how on earth are we going to score a goal? Or at least I was. So, you know, I hope I'm not jinxing it with the run of games we've got coming up. But, yeah, so I'll stop now, Al.
No, but you've made a good point. You know, me and Freddie was at Palace this year. I think that's probably the worst performance I've seen from us this season. Never looked like scoring. There's been a few games like that where you just sort of go, well, where's the next goal coming from? And Iwobi out on the wing is so much better than Iwobi through the middle, in my opinion. Because as you said, he just gives you that extra dimension. But when January comes around, we're going to lose Bassey and Iwobi, aren't we, for the Africa Cup of Nations. Freddie, how worried are you about losing Iwobi and Bassey in January when AFCON starts?
Well, Bassey, I'm not really too worried about because he doesn't really play. Well, he does, but like not all the time. Yeah. But Iwobi, we have quite a few replacements like Lukic, we have Kearney. So the only thing that we can hope is not an injury.
Yeah, and that's if you play him on through the middle. But you've also got wingers like Bobby Reid or Harry Wilson who can come in. But one thing I do want to ask you both is, obviously, we touched on the team news possibly for tomorrow. Would it be harsh on Rodak, Dan, if he doesn't start tomorrow night?
It wouldn't be harsh on him because he's no longer a number one keeper. And I think he didn't start at Old Trafford in the FA Cup quarterfinal. It was Leno in goal that day. And I think when you look at something like this as a one-off tie, an opportunity to get to a semi-final, you probably owe it to the team and to the club to have the best chance of progression. You know, if it's a sort of mix-and-match team still, then you can go with Marek. But I think Marek's a good enough club man to realise that Leno's got the number one jersey. And it's not like goalkeepers can play sort of three games in, what, 7 or 6 or 7 days as it's going to be. If he was being asked to run around up front, well, I'd be worried if Marek and Leno. But you get my point, don't you? He's a goalkeeper. Like, the fitness side of things doesn't really... It is less important. And, you know, part of me wants us to really prioritise this. Because you can always pick up 3 points somewhere else if you lose a game, like Fulham do unexpectedly. But you can't return to a you can't win another League Cup quarter final. And I think it's more that, we've not really we've won the Intertoto Cup and I loved it. We've won a couple of first division titles and lower league titles and they're great. But when Silva talks about wanting to move the club forward and being ambitious, it's about winning cups, domestic cups that we've kind of missed out on for a long, long time, not even been close. So we don't want to underestimate Everton, but this is a big opportunity.
It is. Freddie, do you think it would be a bit harsh on Rodak if he doesn't start tomorrow, considering he started against Tottenham, Norwich, and Ipswich?
I don't think harsh is the right word, but like Rodak, he's not better than Leno.
No.
No, but because do we want to save Rodak for an easier game?
Well, we have Rotherham in a couple of weeks, don't we?
Yeah, I was about to
Yeah.
say. I mean, that seems to me like a more. It depends how. I don't think it's. It depends how seriously you're taking this game. Everything suggests that we're going to go fairly strong. He'll rotate a couple of people who need the who may need the time off just to recover for what is a Burnley will be a big test for us at home. They've been playing quite well despite not really cracking the Premier League yet. But I think you want to go with Leno tomorrow night, and of course Marek knows all about Rotherham, so he will. It might be for sentimental reasons to put him in there. I think at some point you have to allow Rodak the opportunity to go and pursue continue his career as a number one somewhere, and that may come sooner than later with Stephen Bender now fit and looking to establish himself. But yeah, I'd almost be disappointed. If we didn't put our best team out tomorrow night, just because it's a great chance to progress in the competition and to get to the real sharp end of it.
Yeah, let's not forget Rodak's been a fantastic servant for the club. So if he does go in January, he will only have positive messages sent his way. And let's not forget he did save that penalty against Tottenham. So was it against Sanchez? So he does have a good record in penalty shootouts for us. So if he does start, I won't be too disappointed. But I think as you've both mentioned, it's a real chance tomorrow night to win. Book a semi-final spot against one of the other three teams. And yeah, why not? Let's just try and get as far as we can. Whether we get to Wembley in February or not, doesn't obviously it'd be great, but the season won't be defined by tomorrow night because we do have another cup. We do have a long way to go in the league to finish as high as we can, but it would be nice to go into 2024 with a semi-final place in the bag. Before, the FA Cup starts. And but touching on Burnley, just very quickly, you mentioned we've got them on Saturday. I actually think they're the sort of team that would play right into our hands, and it could be another fairly convincing win. But we will touch on to that, I'm sure, be after the Everton game. So Dan,
Yes,
we
mate.
are going to win tomorrow, aren't we?
Oh, and I hope so. I just, it wouldn't
No
be Fulham.
hesitation, Dan.
It
Come
wouldn't
on.
be Fulham if we didn't, at least question it because we've been here before.
Only twice.
Part of me just wants us to be to put in a good performance, because you don't want to freeze on this kind of stage and. Freddie was absolutely right in what he said earlier. Both teams will look to start fast, and it's about matching Everton's intensity. But I am fairly confident. I'm much more confident going into this game than I would have been when we had all those problems in the summer, I really feared for us. And, you know, we should know better than to doubt Marco Silva, but he's done a remarkable job. And there's a couple of, you know, Anthony Robinson and even Alex Iwobi will want to prove a point against Everton as well.
Of course. Freddie, come on. You need some optimism. We're going to win tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes. I think it'll be confident or might be a bit wobbly. We'll definitely win, though, I think.
See, Freddie, this is why you're on the podcast, to cheer everyone up.
We can play it back afterwards, I'm sure. But yeah,
we'll clip it, we'll play it every time.
What do you call that? The exuberance of youth, I think.
I think you've summed it up perfectly, Dan. but please, Fulham. The thing is, I trust Silva to get those players motivated in big games, as you said.
But I don't think they need motivation. You know, this is one of those ones where it's a historical ground. Everton are a big club. You won't need to be told about how well they've been performing recently. They've got some big results. If you can't get up for this game, or if you need someone to motivate you, then, you know, we can leave them somewhere along the M, whatever it is, or on the way back. You know, they're going to... you don't need motivating for this. And I should say, with a fantastic effort from the Fulham fans to sell out virtually all the tickets for this game on a Tuesday night, bang right before Christmas. So we should have a strong travelling support, and hopefully we can roar the boys on to that last four spot hour that you've been referencing through this show.
I really hope we get there.
Let's
honestly
see.
The last time we got to the semi final of a domestic cup competition was against them lot down the road, wasn't it?
That's right. Although
probably one of the worst games I've ever seen.
Well, no, it wasn't a great spectacle, that's for sure. But they didn't beat us by much. It just felt like we froze at Villa Park, I think it was. But look, it's beyond time that we had more of a cup run and made more of an impact on these competitions. So that's a positive. And if we play like we can, then we should be in a good position. But look, I'm getting very excited about it now. So we should probably put mute on my microphone now.
No, we don't want that. You make the green pole what it is, Dan.
Steady on, mate. Your check's in the post. Less of this mutual back scratching. Let's bring this one to a close because we're running out of time.
Yes, let's do that. But as you said, let's just win tomorrow. The pressure's on them. They're probably expecting to win. I think a lot of us are sort of half expecting the same, but let's just give it a go. And win, lose, or draw, but if it's a draw, it's a penalty shootout anyway. Just give a good account of ourselves and not freeze. I hate that word, freeze. But as you said, let's round this up. Dan, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for coming on and allowing me to host tonight.
It's always a pleasure for me, mate. So very glad to have this back and well done. And look forward to speaking to you on the other side of a momentous night on Merseyside. Hopefully we can do it.
And is that going to be before or after we draw Port Vale?
Oh, come on. We've got to win. Look. We've talked a lot about wanting to win this game. We've actually got to win it first. And I don't want to, you know, I'm going to touch some wood here now because, we don't want to curse it, but we're all looking for a bit of a boost after, you know, a hellish journey and performance on Saturday. So now let's not count any chickens. They're a good side. Their fans will be right up for it, and they probably think they owe us, you know, so it's not going to be easy. Let's get through that first, and then we can talk about what might come in the future, because I think Sean Dyche is a canny manager.
He is. But it's certainly the tide around, if you ask me. and Freddie, the future of the Green Pole, thank you as always as coming on. I know it's late for you, but thank you, son.
You're welcome.
Right. Right. Gentlemen, Have a great evening, and I will speak to you soon. And also, come on, you white.